organized. I would get distracted.
You're listening to Carluccio's. Now, guys, let me tell you, you're live on air, right? I'm in Carluccio's, right? My life has just been changed by the man across the table from me, witnessed by the leader of the campaign for saving 3 to 5 Hume Street, right? So we're sitting here. We have never met each other face to face before. Steve McDonald, will you just tell me what you have shown me, right? Because this is the best thing I have seen, you know, this side of salvation. Go on.
Well, Paul, what we've just shown is the Wacom Inkling.
So be as technical as you like. Are techies listening.
Well, we were just having a moleskin moment, and we decided to go one step better and make the moleskin irrelevant.
Look, keep on talking. So they don't know what you're talking about yet.
Essentially, it's a piece of technology that you clip onto any piece of paper, and you never lose your sketches, your notes, your drawings, because it saves it, and you can bring it into your laptop, PC, email it, and it's always with you.
So let me see if I've got this right. I can open my Moleskine notebook, and I can attach this little thing to the top of an ordinary, bog-standard Moleskine notebook, right? I saw you turn it on, right? And you're telling me that what I have done, as I have done it, will be reproduced on my laptop?
Yep, you can have it reproduced as a play-by-play, so it'll show it actually doing what you did on a time basis, or you can just do it as layers or as a complete image.
So I can start taking notes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at one point in our conversation, right? And 20 minutes later, I put the pen down, and 20 minutes later, I start up again, and it will record the time at which I start again?
Won't necessarily record the time, but it'll record the sequence as you're going through until you either switch it off or change page.
And I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, if I was any good at drawing, I could teach people how to draw, let's say, a chicken, right? So I could start out by putting some marks on the paper which don't look anything like a chicken.
And build it up bit by bit.
How did you discover this thing, and where can I get one?
Discovered it on the web. Doing a lot of photography research that I do, looking for ways to streamline things. Came across this and saw this would be great for my day job, and for just taking notes and keeping my life in order. And I am a big fan of adverts.ie. I keep an eye on it, and I was very lucky one came up and at the right price.
But look, okay, I don't care how much this costs, because I'm going to get one, right? But what is the top price for this? I pay top dollar. How much am I going to pay for this thing?
$199, I think, is the retail price from Wacom themselves in the US.
And inside this little box you have here, because in addition to the thing you attach, I see stuff here that looks like a surgeon's equipment. What am I looking at? Come on, talk me through it. What am I looking at?
Okay, well, in the box you have the reader, you have your USB cable for charging and for connecting to PC, and you have the pen. The pen is wireless on the head, and it has inks. And you literally have a piece in here for a place, and you have 5 ink cartridges to come with it. Fairly standard.
So those things that look like arrows that you'd put on the top of a dart that you were going to blow and kill somebody as they're crossing Waterloo Bridge, they are actually refills.
They are refills. It could probably be used as darts as well. I haven't tried that yet, but we'll see. But yeah, they're ink refills, and it's very simply, it's a pen that you can use as a pen, or you can use it as a digital recorder. So it's quite functional and makes life very easy when you're doing lots of recording of bits.
Do they come in colour, by the way? Are there colour cartridges?
I don't know. I've only seen black. I'd like to get pencils or different colours if possible, but pencils for me would be a really kind of next step forward.
A pencil, yeah. As opposed to a biro, if
yeah,
you like.
Yeah, a pencil nib, because it'll allow you to do a bit of sketching and drawing and just to...
Oh, look, if they've got this far, they're certainly going to be able to move that one. But look, this thing is from a company whose name is Wacom,
yeah.
Right? I don't know. Maeve, what do you think of it, having looked at it?
Well, I know artists who use the Wacom tablet to draw, and whereas a lot of, say, in animation, things would have been hand-drawn in the past. Now you can do it with this, and it takes away an intermediary level. So this is actually really one step beyond. So
have you ever seen something like this before?
No, I haven't seen something quite like this, and I'd be very tempted because I'm a scatty note taker. I use bus tickets and scraps of paper, bills, whatever I can find.
Envelopes.
Envelopes. Post-its. You know, like my I just end up with this pile, you know. And I should realize it's my style and actually do something like this sort of, rather than trying to have nice moleskin notebooks.
You're an artist, you're a painter, you know. Could you use this for any type of the artistic creative process, do you think?
I probably could, actually. It's a little pricey for my budget at the moment, but I consider it all right, yeah.
Oh, look, no, never mind your budget. You know, somebody must give you a gift. This guy has just booted up an Apple machine in front of us, folks. And I'm looking at him actually doing a real live... I mean, this guy... what am I looking at, by the way? Is this an Apple what?
It's a MacBook Pro.
MacBook Pro, right, okay. There are people here who are saying...
I've got one too.
I'm the only person at this table that doesn't have a MacBook Pro, right, folks? And she's now reaching down to lift up her MacBook Pro. This is my MacBook Pro, is bigger than your MacBook Pro time, right? So what on earth are you doing? I'm now looking at, you have to tell me, I'm looking at Sketch Manager.
Yeah, which is
a piece of software called Sketch Manager, right? Oh my God, in front of me I can see what this man wrote minutes ago, right? You actually wrote this, it is actually drawing it out in the handwriting, and it says Paul O'Connell, underneath a Twitter name, is it?
Yeah.
At Omani Blog. Will email later. What in God's name that? And underline.
That's a cup of coffee.
Honestly, that's. Oh God. Yeah. Oh well. Okay. Okay. Now look.
So that's two layers, and what you've done is you've moved one layer on top of the other. That's fantastic.
So you can make that layer disappear. Or come on again.
Well, look, folks. I tell you what. There's no good because this will be very frustrating. All I'm saying to you is that. This is something, if you haven't heard of it before, it works. I am looking at sketches. This man, who is highly technical anyway, he does a technical job, but he's also a photographer. I'm giving a little shout out now for my next Christmas present or my birthday or if I'm a good boy this weekend, WACOM. And... if you want to give me a gift, by the way, on the internet, all those of you who, you know, or you want to give somebody else a gift, get Wacom from Carluccio's with love.